AVS Media
Alrighty.
Demo.
Hey everybody, American Thought Project here. Robert Barbosa. I'm here with my friend Aaron Brown. Having him on the show today to just talk a little
AVS
bit
Media
about
Demo.
Generational aspects. You know, there's he has his PhD in generational studies and does a lot of work
AVS
with
Media
how different
Demo.
Generations approach everything, I guess. But in light of what we're going through today, you know, there's a lot of culture shifts.
AVS
There's
Media
a lot of
Demo.
Crises going on. Just a lot of unique things. So I figured it'd be good for us to just discuss how these different generations
AVS Media
really,
Demo.
Approach the things that we are encountering today, whether it be culture,
AVS
things
Media
that are important
Demo.
To different sects in the culture, or crises like viruses, like economic crisis, you know, all these
AVS Media
things.
Demo.
How do different generations approach it? And then ultimately, how does that tie down to, you know, our individual view on Americanism?
AVS Media Demo.
Where do generational differences intersect with the idea of what American values really are? So
AVS Media
I'll
Demo.
Aaron, kind of dig in here.
Awesome. Well, Robert, thank you so much for having me on the show. Really appreciate the opportunity to
AVS
share more about
Media
my passion,
Demo.
Which is how generations work, generational approaches, styles, and then how do those
AVS Media
interact
Demo.
With, as you said, the current political climate that we are in. Obviously, we have been
AVS Media
in
Demo.
A never-ending series of crises since Donald Trump became president. Rarely on my podcast do I
AVS Media Demo.
Do I share my personal thoughts, but I'm pretty jazzed on this show to be able to share some of my personal thoughts. You know, we've
AVS
just been
Media
one
Demo.
Manufactured crisis after another, and a lot of that is attributed to the news media. A lot of it is attributed to
AVS Media Demo.
The president's opposition, and I didn't vote for Donald Trump. Maybe that comes as a surprise to some people. There were some things that I was very
AVS
concerned
Media
about when,
Demo.
He ran, and so I chose the third way and voted Libertarian last
AVS
election.
Media
I think
Demo.
I'm still up in the air right now how I will vote, because there's some things right now that I'm currently concerned about. But when it comes to generations,
AVS
two generations
Media
that I
Demo.
Really focus in on are Millennials and Gen Z. And Millennials are about age 25, 26 to
AVS Media
38.
Demo.
Right now there are people who are 37, 38, and they have like died a little bit in their souls. Now
AVS Media Demo.
They're actually in the millennial category instead of Gen X. I'm 36. I embrace my millennialness. I just make big jokes about
AVS
it.
Media Demo.
If I don't return a text message in a day or two, I was like, oh, sorry, you know, I was just being a basic, typical millennial. And then there's Gen Z.
AVS Media
Gen Z,
Demo.
They are right now, they are ages 7 to 25. And they have some distinct markers that I'll share in just a second.
AVS Media
two big
Demo.
Questions. I was hanging out with a guy, his last name's Cho, and he did his doctoral
AVS Media Demo.
On millennials. And he asked he came to a conclusion or wanted to develop a driving question.
AVS
to kind of
Media
frame
Demo.
How millennials see the world. And that driving question that he came up with is, what is beautiful? So anything that
AVS Media Demo.
In a very general sense, comes through the lens of what is beautiful. And I think this is why that, you know, for any millennial
AVS
listeners
Media
that are listening
Demo.
Today, Think back to, you know, whether college, your 20s, even some of it today, think back and
AVS Media
notice
Demo.
What you and your friends or associates, what did they gravitate towards? So with millennials, a lot of us millennials
AVS Media
towards
Demo.
Nonprofit work. We gravitated towards jobs that maybe we're social justice oriented.
AVS Media Demo.
And a lot of times we still say these things today, even though we're becoming old, millennials. People think millennials
are AVS Media Demo.
We're getting older, and we still pursue jobs that give us meaning, that give us fulfillment.
AVS Media Demo.
We see things through that lens. And Gen Z, on the other hand, which is where I did a lot of my work and continue to do work.
AVS Media Demo.
Safe. So, are our institutions safe? And you know, we'll jump into that here in a little bit. So, is
AVS Media Demo
safe? Is my daily life safe? Things like that. Is the world that I live in safe? And you and
AVS Media Demo.
There is no such thing as true safety.
Right.
That life is crazy. It's unpredictable.
AVS Media Demo.
Heavily influenced by an American culture and American psychology. And a lot of it is due to parenting and then the institutions.
AVS Media Demo.
Ideas.
Right.
To be safe. So, you know, just real briefly, with millennials,
AVS Media Demo.
We had what were called helicopter parents. They just kind of hovered and they're, you know, always checking in on their kids.
AVS Media Demo.
You know, a little interference in college, things like that. Right. But for the most part, they just kind of hovered around.
AVS Media Demo.
Their kids were okay. With Gen Z, we end up with snowplow parents. And this is an idea that parents want to go ahead of their
AVS
children,
Media kind of
like
Demo.
A giant snowplow, right. And just smooth out the path for them.
That's a good point.
Oh, yeah. And so a lot of these
AVS Media Demo
started developing with millennials, and Gen Z just always does things a little bit more than the way
AVS Media Demo.
And so that's kind of how the cycles work. But
so the parents of the millennials were air cover, and then now
AVS Media Demo.
Ground troops.
Boots on the ground. Like the Marines going in front.
Yes. That's exactly that. You know, that's a great
AVS Media Demo.
Another analogy I use with that is, unfortunately, what happens when parents do too much
AVS Media Demo
is we end up with kind of the caterpillar in the cocoon,
right,
type analogy. So
AVS Media Demo
is emerging as a butterfly from the cocoon. It really needs the struggle of the escape to really
AVS Media Demo
so that it can fly away. So if I walk by and I see a butterfly struggling, and I pull out my pocket knife and I make a little bitty slit to kind of help it.
AVS Media Demo.
It, you know, open right. It up just a little bit and let that to help that butterfly escape. My help is actually a detriment. It's actually a hindrance.
AVS Media Demo.
Cause the butterfly to die because it needed those experiences to help right. It fly away. And we've done the same thing.
AVS Media Demo.
So Gen Z, and we've done that through a lot of avenues of safety and things like that.
Yeah.
So that's why we see campus unrest. This is
AVS Media Demo.
2013, 14, 15, we see students, you know, freaking out, losing their minds because
AVS Media Demo
has been indoctrinated even right. More heavily in college, to the point where we've trained our Gen Z generation to
AVS Media Demo
in people.
Right. Right.
So yeah. Well, so I'll think, you know.
Yeah,
that's all like framing end up. So go ahead. Let's
AVS Media Demo.
Yeah, I think that's interesting that you know Gen Z asks what is safe. I think mm-hmm. To some extend or another, everyone
AVS Media Demo.
Sure.
But where is the responsibility? Like, this is interesting. Like, Gen Z asks, what is safe?
AVS Media Demo.
For
yes.
Me? Whereas, like, I mean, I'm a millennial, but maybe I have, I'm not your prototypical millennial.
AVS Media
you know,
Demo.
I ask what is safe, but it's my responsibility, my individual sure. Responsibility. To make those assessments myself. And
AVS Media Demo.
Atmosphere of some sort of safety on my own. Like I'm not waiting for the environment.
AVS Media Demo.
For me. You know, the
right.
The phenomenon of safe spaces being provided for you. I think is a pretty good representation.
AVS Media Demo.
What is safe? I need to, I don't just ask what is safe. I ask how is safety going to be provided for me by someone else?
AVS Media Demo.
I think that, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think you could probably trace that back to the snowplow parenting.
AVS Media Demo.
You know, moral character begins with taking responsibility for yourself. And if you aren't provided the opportunities to take AVS responsibility Media for Demo. Yourself, then this character building to one day build your own safe space,
AVS Media so Demo.
It becomes hindered. Those muscles have not been developed because if you took action A,
AVS Media Demo,
the best action and the consequence of that was intercepted by the snowplow.
Right.
Then you never learn
AVS Media Demo
responsibility for your actions. And I think, you know, we could probably list 100
AVS Media Demo
of individuals taking an action without even contemplating second and third order effects of those actions.
AVS Media Demo. You know,
so I think that's a great point on what is safe. I like my little twist would be, and who's providing the safe?
AVS Media Demo.
Yeah. Well, and that's what we see. Like, and this is really the fault of millennials to some degree. So,
AVS Media Demo.
American experience, and that's a term that I use in the American experience. There have been four previous generations
AVS Media
like
Demo.
Millennials. And there have been four previous generations like Gen Z. And what we see with these previous
AVS Media Demo
or iterations of a millennial generation is that millennials want to bend our
AVS Media Demo
governmental institutions to enforce social change upon the general population. So
AVS Media Demo
boomers, who are what I call idealist prophets, what they want to do is they just want to
AVS Media Demo.
And it's more of a social change, if that makes sense. Whereas millennials want to take what their baby
AVS Media Demo
achieved in their movement, but now they want to institutionalize it. Gotcha. So, you know, there's a
AVS Media Demo.
So they want to force.
They
want to force it. So there's a break from, and I think this might kind of point, I don't want to jump ahead too much.
Yeah.
But,
AVS Media Demo.
Data points that we were discussing prior to, it really stuck out at me that 2% of baby boomers thought
AVS
that,
Media
that
Demo.
The Communist Manifesto better guaranteed freedom and equality for all than the Declaration of Independence,
right,
compared to almost 20%
AVS Media Demo
10x, you know, increase. I don't know when this survey was taken, but unfortunately I think that number might be higher.
AVS Media Demo.
The caveat of equality and misery from the equation.
Right.
You know, I think that speaks to your point.
AVS
right?
Like, Media Demo.
There's an idea of culture change, but the boomer more generations like the boomer take that responsibility.
AVS Media Demo.
The millennial says, no, it's going to be forced.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, very much so. So, I mean, now I think what is weird
AVS Media
is,
Demo.
I used to lead a leadership development program at a university in the Midwest. And instead of doing leadership
AVS Media
I actually
Demo.
Did civic mindedness, I thought that was more valuable than continuing to conflate young people's egos and tell them that they're
AVS Media Demo
all of that. And so when I developed this program, I developed it for Gen Z and focused in on the civic mindedness. What's interesting is that
AVS Media Demo.
And I think that where millennial type generations succeeded in previous versions, I think they'll fail.
AVS Media Demo.
And this is why. Millennials were too disillusioned with government, so much to the point that they haven't
AVS
really entered
Media Demo
service yet.
Gotcha.
So they're way behind, and you actually see, like, if you wanted an internship opportunity,
AVS Media Demo,
or even trying to get onto some type of organic farm in Missouri, you couldn't get in. I mean, it was just so
AVS Media Demo,
so saturated with applications. But if you wanted to get an internship doing something more government or civic, especially
AVS Media Demo,
those were still open. Those were still available.
Yeah.
The millennials passed on that in that moment because they saw government
AVS Media Demo
bringing about change. Now we're seeing something interesting with, like, the Ocasio-Cortezes and the Dan Crenshaws of the millennials.
AVS Media Demo.
And I just think it's very interesting to see these two very different dynamics that is
AVS Media Demo,
is Crenshaw, and just the ideological, you know, smash that's happening, the sparks that are flying between
AVS
two,
Media Demo
leaders.
So a question for you. So you talked about millennials being disillusioned,
AVS Media Demo,
not going into service. I would say, you know, I have an anecdotal experience being in California. I have some friends,
AVS Media Demo,
and young Republicans,
okay,
both nationally and from a state level. Mm-hmm. And I would tell you, man, it's like a skeleton.
AVS Media Demo.
You know, because it's up until 40. So millennials are, that's a cutoff, 37. So it should be, it's basically all millennials.
AVS Media Demo.
And it's just a skeleton crew. So I think that's an anecdotal, support data point.
AVS Media Demo.
But it's interesting to me that the reason why is because they don't think government can bring about change.
AVS Media Demo.
I think if you look at the course of history, government's always been looked to as the solution to bring about change. Yeah. Until the
AVS Media Demo.
Yeah.
I think that because to me, and you know what we push, kind of the agenda that we push at American Thought Project is all about
AVS Media Demo,
individual liberty and freedom. Mm-hmm. Well, this America broke from all societal norms, like every norm.
AVS Media Demo.
Essentially, the world is known, and
yeah,
in my opinion, in our American experience, government really isn't the engine to bring
AVS
about
Media
change.
Demo.
Yeah.
The citizenry is.
Yeah.
And the government really
AVS Media Demo
exercises the vehicle to drive change. Mm-hmm. In my opinion, that's not really an American ideal. The government is a necessary evil, right?
AVS Media Demo.
So I think a couple of things that I would throw in, you know, when the American Revolution is happening, we also have the French Revolution
AVS Media
the
Demo
same time, right? I think you have to, you know, I've been doing some research actually
AVS Media Demo
time period that'll hopefully be published this fall. But I think
AVS Media Demo
very interesting about the despotism of government and the
AVS Media Demo.
In America, we actually had Puritan religious ideology helping
AVS Media Demo
our emancipation from Great Britain. And the Puritan ideal very much
AVS Media Demo
individuality, in that if you work hard, God will reward you for working hard. And so these things fueled and kind of
AVS Media Demo
the American Revolution. Whereas if you look at the French Revolution, which was also, you know, somewhat of a nationalistic movement,
AVS Media Demo.
The difference is that it is devoid of religion. You have, you know, thought leaders like Voltaire, who, you know, wanted the end of religion.
AVS Media
also
Demo.
Terrified of the ramifications of ending religion. So one of my favorite Voltaire quotes is, "There is no God, but don't
AVS
tell my
Media
servant
Demo.
And my maid, lest they murder me in my sleep," because Voltaire recognized that the
AVS Media Demo,
law, and even I would argue moral government, is that ultimately there is a God or some type of super being that gives us
AVS Media Demo. Law.
Right. When we see the French Revolution, it doesn't work. And yeah, we can look at a ton of factors, but this is one of the more secular
AVS Media Demo
revolutions. And then you look at, you know, you've got Karl Marx writing the manifesto. Marx jumped on Darwinism because he wanted
AVS
to
Media Demo. God.
You see this Enlightenment thinking that we can divorce science from religion. And they had always
AVS Media Demo
been gathered. They had always been, you know, part of the same.
Yeah, they're inextricable, right?
Yeah, like, yeah. And a lot of people would say, oh, you know, science
AVS Media Demo
from religion. But religion actually, you know, if you read like Abraham Kuyper and some of these other kind of Calvinist thinkers,
AVS Media Demo
they saw science as a natural outshoot to explain a world that God created.
And AVS Media like, Demo.
Well, we don't know, so it must be God. Like, that actually isn't the attitude. That's more of a science secular narrative. That
AVS Media Demo.
In order to try and displace religion. But, I mean, you and I both know that Lenin, for the most part, followed the communist
AVS manifesto. Media Demo.
Right.
And it didn't work. And Stalin continued it, and Pol Pot and all of these other guys. So anytime that in China, I mean, you look at China now,
AVS Media Demo
regime that's implemented communism. And I guess because we love our National Basketball Association so much and they're making a ton of
AVS Media Demo,
China, we're just willing to turn a blind eye to Hong Kong's, you know, cry for democracy. And so
I'm going to AVS Media Demo.
With the esteemed Ron Swanson mug.
And man, you can tell I'm a thug.
AVS Media Demo.
Ron Swanson mug.
Yes. So, yeah, I mean, I think one point on the science and religion thing.
AVS Media Demo.
But, you know, I think experiencing and reasoning with the world, looking
AVS Media Demo,
how and why things exist, actually draw you closer to your creator. And so in the sense,
AVS
like exactly
Media
right,
Demo
science was an offshoot of a religious people, a faith-based people trying to get closer to their creator. And
AVS Media
creation.
Demo.
Yeah.
Ben Shapiro wrote a good book called The Right Side of History.
Yeah, I listened to that. I really liked it.
AVS Media Demo.
Athens and Jerusalem and reason coming from Athens and faith. I think it's faith God.
AVS Media Demo.
You know, coming from Jerusalem, morality, basically, and how those two things, the intersection of those two things,
AVS Media Demo.
I don't know, he came to this conclusion, but he talks about it. That's actually science, right? Like you're reasoning with the world. So,
AVS Media Demo.
You do delve into the scientific realm of trying to explain the whys behind occurrences in the world.
AVS Media Demo.
Like, this is an intelligent design. This cannot be changed.
It can't be random. And I think it's, you know, I think it's perfect.
AVS Media Demo.
For, you know, even, I think if you have an open mind, and, you know, so much of our society talks about
AVS Media Demo.
A certain type of open mind that we, that.
You have to go through a narrow door before it's open, right?
Right.
AVS Media Demo.
Open mind, you look at things, and this is a very simplistic, you know, example, but, you know, the chances
AVS Media Demo
that inorganic material would come together, create an organic cell, and that organic cell
AVS Media Demo
a chaotic world, and, you know, an inhospitable world, even to develop into
AVS Media Demo
creatures that we have today, and even all the mirrored creatures, you know, we, you know, like the mega mammals that exist.
AVS Media Demo
still exist in Africa and places like that. I mean, you have to sit back and say that is an extraordinary
AVS Media Demo.
That sell could even happen and would happen.
Right.
And, I think when people say, you know, I believe in intelligent in an
AVS Media Demo,
I don't think that's as far fetched as some of our secular community, tries to develop.
AVS Media Demo.
100%. So, I think the line is, well, you have more faith than me because,
right.
So let's hop back. We could probably have a couple episodes on
AVS Media Demo.
But I want to ask this question. So we kind of briefly talked about, the questions that millennials, Gen Z ask. So then how do they respond to crisis based on the questions that they're asked? So the millennial is slapped with economic ruin.
AVS Media Demo.
Scary thing happening. And how does that compare to, I would think Gen Z's response to, hey, scary thing happening is going to be
AVS Media Demo.
More chaotic given the questions that they ask, right?
Yeah. Well, I think a couple of things that we have to consider.
AVS Media Demo.
Z, they are the most anxious, depressed, and even suicidal generation that we've had in the last 80
years. AVS Media Demo.
If not, more so in the grand scheme of the American experience. The only numbers,
AVS Media Demo,
numbers that beat Gen Z as a whole, is Gen X males. So Gen X would be
AVS Media Demo
to 55, something like that, 54 maybe. Gen X males actually commit suicide.
AVS Media Demo
previous or than any other demographic.
Interesting.
And a lot of that has to do with
AVS Media Demo
displacement or a sense of displacement in society. One of the difficult things about when somebody commits suicide,
AVS
you don't
Media
really get to ask
Demo
follow up questions. Right. I know that sounds very tongue in cheek, but yeah. So it's a little bit of a challenge. Narrowing in
AVS Media Demo.
Why?
What's causing? Yeah, the why. But if you're Gen Z, you already have high levels
AVS Media Demo
anxiety and depression. And three things. One, we've already talked about it, is snowplow parenting. If somebody's always doing something
AVS Media Demo
and making the world right for you, then you never develop that fortitude on the inside to be confident that you can overcome
AVS Media Demo.
The second thing is our digital technology, specifically social media, has had a drastic impact
AVS Media
on our
Demo.
Young people. So, everybody that uses social media, no matter their age, is going to develop a higher level of anxiety.
AVS Media Demo.
But the difference is that Gen Z are what we call internet or social media native. They've always grown up with this stuff. And they've
AVS Media
so,
Demo.
Maybe the best analogy is to say, imagine a brain saturated in social media.
AVS Media Demo.
Internet. Whereas, I'm an older millennial, so I remember when there was not the internet.
Dial-up.
Yeah, and then dial-up happened.
AVS Media
that was like
Demo.
A weird dubstep type of music back in the day. And getting kicked off the telephone or whatnot. But
AVS Media Demo.
But yeah, so our brains are not saturated in this stuff, even though our anxiety levels do increase the more that we use social media.
AVS Media Demo.
Your anxiety levels increase using social media, and those anxiety levels are increasing because
AVS Media Demo.
Because you're comparing yourself with other people, you're seeing everybody living their best life or whatnot, all the friends, taking pictures.
AVS Media Demo.
Or Facebook, and you feel left out. And that, has a profound impact on your mental
AVS
health.
AVS Media Demo.
Now that you've got that, but also a 24-hour news cycle working its way through Facebook, all of these posts.
AVS Media Demo.
And so, the 24-hour cycle, the news is there to convince you the world is always
AVS Media Demo
because you have to keep your ratings up. And so So you have this generation, this Gen Z generation.
AVS Media Demo.
They're incredibly stressed out, but they're not stressed out from school. They're not stressed out necessarily.
AVS Media Demo.
Studies show that the Gen Z actually does less school than previous generations.
AVS Media Demo
does a lot of less things, but the things that they're probably doing more than previous generations is spending time on digital devices, watching
AVS Media services, Demo,
interacting on some type of social media platform. And so they're also not getting the development that they
AVS Media Demo.
So with all of that said, let's assume a Gen Z person goes to college, and when they go to college, their freshman orientation
AVS Media Demo
tells them that everybody's a racist and that everybody is committing these microaggressions.
AVS Media Demo.
It's your job to call them out when they happen. And so
we had a name for microaggressions when I was in elementary school. It was called
AVS Media Demo.
Put it in the. I had a third grade teacher that said, "Oh, put it in the tattletale jar."
That's funny. And snitches get stitches. Right,
AVS Media Demo.
That's kind of how it works. So you know, we've seen this kind of play out.
AVS Media Demo.
Several college campuses across the U.S., even to the point where violence has broken out. One or two speakers that I know of,
AVS Media Demo,
assaulted to some degree, by these mobs that have developed. But for the most part, these mobs are Caucasian.
AVS Media Demo.
Good question. Yeah. Let me. Sorry to interject here.
No, do it.
A thought came up. Mm-hmm. So previously, you said, "Hey, millennials
AVS Media Demo
the change they desire by force." Well, one, that's it's not
AVS Media Demo.
American, right. If you want to do it by political means.
Sure.
However, if what you're trying to do by political means are
AVS Media Demo,
then it is, right? Like,
yeah.
We could dig into this another time, but
if AVS by Media political Demo
means you're trying to institute. Mm-hmm. Health care to be provided for every individual by the government.
Mm-hmm. AVS Media Demo.
That is an extra constitutional
function
that is not an American idea, that is not constitutional. So
AVS Media Demo
between, hey, we want to institutionalize something, that's not necessarily anti-American.
Right, right.
But a lot of the things that people try to do,
AVS Media Demo.
Democratic socialism, everything is just taken and forced upon you with democratic socialism. Right. You just vote to do it.
AVS Media Demo.
Vote to
my
give up.
My fear is the responses to crisis that millennials have.
Yeah.
They now want to institutionalize
AVS Media Demo.
Corrective actions or the what they see as the solution to a crisis.
AVS Media Demo.
The solution and force everyone, right? So that to me is where this American
AVS Media Demo,
the true American idea of self-responsibility and determination, of providing for yourself and for your neighbor.
AVS Media Demo.
Like, if the welfare state teaches people to not take care of themselves, right? Kind of touched on that, and the snowball out parents.
AVS Media Demo.
Take care of yourself. How much more does it not teach you to take care of your neighbor? You know, so like this is why I think that
AVS Media Demo
institutionalizing and forcing at gunpoint kind of starts to develop, right? And then
AVS Media Demo,
it provides another kind of, I don't know, it's just this, what's the word I'm looking for? Very primitive
AVS
response,
Media Demo
response, right? Mm-hmm. Is that more millennial or is that more Gen Z? Because they're,
you know, I think
oh, this isn't safe. Mob
AVS Media Demo.
I mean, you know, there's always safety in numbers, right? So I think what this is
AVS
so what
Media
we have
Demo
seen is that Gen Z isn't necessarily hesitant or reticent to get their hands dirty, right? I mean, we saw this with
AVS Media Demo,
with Berkeley, and you know, people argue and say, "Well, you know, those were agitators from the outside." Okay, prove it. You
know, AVS Media Demo.
Kind of be some of my response to that. We do see the screaming and the yelling and some violence on college campuses.
AVS Media Demo.
From, since before Donald Trump was elected. Give me just 1 second. My dog needs to stop barking. Give me just
AVS Media Demo.
No worries. Luckily, mine hasn't come in yet.
AVS Media Demo.
So, and another thing is, like, whatever ideology millennials hold, Gen Z holds that to a greater degree.
AVS Media Demo.
Any sentiment or a majority of sentiments that millennials hold and Gen Z will
AVS Media Demo
2 to 3 percentage points higher in surveys compared to millennials. So we are seeing
AVS Media Demo
get their hands dirty. But I also think that as our society is
AVS Media Demo
sanitize our history and kind of start over from
AVS Media Demo.
I'm just waiting for Yar Null to be announced. And that was a Nazi idea to
AVS Media Demo.
The way that we measure time, have a 0 year,
right?
And move forward with the great progress that is socialism.
AVS Media Demo.
And that's so arrogant, right? Like, I think we could all agree that, you know, the Nazi idea
AVS Media Demo.
A superior race that
absolutely
we need to rule everything. Mm-hmm. Eugenics, you name, you know,
AVS our, Media Demo.
You know, there's a fallacy of of the not Nazi state being capitalistic. No. The only
AVS Media Demo.
Private property, you were told basically what to do with it, right? So just this level of arrogance. And I think we're experiencing that sadly
AVS
today.
AVS Media Demo.
To want to erase everything that is morally reprehensible, not taking context.
AVS Media Demo.
And think that we need to start over because we are superior, we're moral superior. I think that's so arrogant because moral progress
AVS Media
does not
Demo.
Happen in a vacuum, right? And if you look back over time, like I always, Dennis Prager asked the good question.
AVS Media Demo.
What's going on right now? Slavery was a global institution.
For millennia.
In our
AVS
family,
Media
right? So
Demo.
The question in the 1700s wasn't to ask who had slaves.
Mm-hmm.
The question to ask, the moral question to ask,
AVS Media Demo.
Abolished it? And then I would add, who took steps towards that? And Thomas Jefferson, writing
AVS Media Demo.
Equal,
mm-hmm.
was a huge step. I mean, these words set
AVS Media Demo.
The eradication of slavery, the suffrage for women, civil rights for every minority. You know, so
AVS Media Demo.
Understand, in my opinion, imagine being born. If you and I were born where these institutions were global, and
AVS Media Demo,
they were acceptable from a child, and then you develop these moral convictions. That were like, you know what?
AVS Media Demo.
Jive with either what I feel or what I'm reading in the Bible.
Right.
You know, so I just think it's so arrogant to want to destroy
AVS Media Demo.
That doesn't live up to the moral standards of today, while we simultaneously have moral regression in many
AVS
areas
Media Demo.
Of our society as well.
You know, I think a couple of things I would add to those. You know. To what you just said is
AVS
that,
Media Demo.
So many things. is that one, you contextualize the situation.
AVS Media
and how
Demo.
How dare you contextualize what happened. So we can look back and say Thomas Jefferson did some really great things. Perhaps Thomas Jefferson did some
AVS Media things. Demo.
But we all can agree today that leaving slavery as an institution was not the best way to start America.
Right.
AVS
that,
Media
I think
Demo.
That is the grand mistake of the founders, our founding fathers.
Yeah.
But what we also
the deferral strategy was a mistake.
AVS Media Demo.
Yeah. You know, they're also dealing with what you said, this institutional mindset that this is acceptable. And so, you know,
AVS
you're kind of
Media
like
Demo.
Each other. And I think Thomas Jefferson used this example specifically with slavery. He said, you know, it's kind of like having a wolf by the ears.
AVS Media Demo.
Go, but you can't hang on forever. And so, you know, I think he recognized the severity and the gravity,
AVS Media Demo.
Of what he was dealing with. I think another issue is, you know, you can look at the Quaker movement in
AVS
in America,
Media Demo.
Quakers convinced many people of the ills of owning another human being.
Right.
And,
AVS Media Demo.
You know, that took a lot of time, but their influence is
AVS Media Demo
accessible, you know, in the history books of how they changed that. And, you know, people will say, well, you know, like the Bible,
AVS Media Demo,
racist book that condones slavery. And, you know, I'll agree with you. The Old Testament,
AVS Media Demo.
I think there are some nuances to that, that we have to wrestle with. But by the time you get to the Apostle Paul,
AVS Media Demo.
The institution of slavery. I think what Paul is wrestling with is, I can't help you in this
AVS Media Demo.
Governmental situation that we're in under Caesar, where slavery is legal. Let me teach you how to live how I think Jesus
AVS Media Demo.
To live as a person who is a slave. By the way, I'm writing this letter.
AVS Media Demo.
Philemon telling him, like, if you really read Philemon, Paul is essentially
AVS Media Demo
freeing Onesimus. But again, you know, those things require context. So you know, if I am
AVS Media Demo
in, you know, the South or the North, you know, however the time periods are working at that point, yeah.
AVS Media Demo.
I'm a person that thinks it's okay to have slaves. I'm going to cherry pick the scriptures from my sacred
AVS Media Demo
reinforce what I need. And so, and that's not okay, but we can't look at, we have to, my point is we have to contextualize
AVS Media right, Demo
situations in order to better understand them. So I think, you know, you probably saw this the other day, Turning Point USA released a video.
AVS
where,
Media Demo.
A group wanted to tear down the emancipation statue of Lincoln and an emancipated.
AVS Media Demo.
Well, it looks racist. It looks this way. And there was an elderly African-American woman that.
AVS Media Demo.
She said, this statue is so powerful because, yes, like there's a shackle on the left hand, I think.
AVS Media Demo.
Emancipated person. I don't think there's a shackle on the right, but she said, this person is not bowing to Lincoln. This person is standing up to stand.
AVS Media Demo.
And he was holding a broken yeah. shackle in the other hand. Yeah.
Yes. And the statue was completely paid for.
AVS Media Demo.
Emancipated persons. And Frederick Douglass, you know, one of the most historically valuable voices. Praise
AVS Media
Demo. And, you know, I think right. inaugurated it to some degree. But now we have this postmodern attitude that will
AVS Media Demo.
And there was even.
Yeah, therefore, it must be. I think it's this, so therefore, yes. it must be.
And there was one person that's
AVS Media Demo
said. Basically, you know, dogged their own ancestors and said, well, they just, you know, didn't know enough how this would affect the future or something like that. And you're like, whoa, what is going on in our society?
I think that was one of the highly
AVS Media Demo.
Harvard students, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah,
I believe so.
How someone that brain dead could get into Harvard.
AVS Media Demo.
An indictment on our quote unquote highly respected Ivy League institutions these days. But, you know, I think this whole thing that we're kind of talking about.
AVS Media Demo.
I wrote an article on this called Flawed Greatness. Like the American story is the human story. Like the overarching constant contextualization of the American experience is one of flawed greatness. And we were the first nation to acknowledge that we cannot be perfected. This
AVS Media Demo.
We need to recommend a form of government that best handles flawed individuals, right? And
AVS Media Demo.
Miscalculation at the beginning was that to have lasting social change, namely the institution of slavery,
AVS Media Demo.
That was a deferral strategy. I think that was a significant moral tragedy.
AVS Media Demo.
The argument can be made, well, the fact that America came to fruition, I mean, if you look at the history
AVS
of
Media Demo
in the world, I mean, it was warp speed to get to the most equitable, most prosperous, most free, most
AVS Media
the world
Demo
has ever known, right? Now, this does not justify or condone
AVS Media Demo
tragedy of slavery or any of the other ones, but I just say that there's nuance to life, and America
AVS
is a story
Media
of
Demo
triumph and tragedy, and so is every human life. So we can't think that because
AVS Media Demo
is not perfect, or in this specific instance, not up to our perception of what should be, that it just can be
AVS Media Demo
and should be destroyed. But
I think just, you know, to tackle onto that, you know, there's
AVS Media Demo
amazing freedoms that are provided in the Constitution, where like right now
AVS Media Demo
over police brutality, we need those protests, we need to bring to light things in our system that doesn't work.
AVS Media Demo.
This is how change comes about. You mentioned social change. And so, you know, individuals like you and
AVS Media Demo
support protest. We probably have our concerns about nuances of that protest.
AVS Media Demo.
Protest that kind of, you know, spark out of it. There's people who say, well, you know, African Americans shouldn't protest this. And that's like, no, this
AVS
is
AVS Media Demo.
And you don't get to, you know, put the parameters on protest or, you know, what's acceptable and what's not.
AVS so Media Demo.
American to tell American citizens that they can't protest. Now, obviously, where you and I draw the line is
AVS Media
let's
Demo.
Let's not erase history. Let's not, you know, I think we do need a greater conversation around Confederate statues.
AVS Media Demo.
I'm learning about that time period they were erected. That's making me ask questions of their significance. And
AVS Media Demo.
But let's have a conversation around that. Let's not destroy it and institute Yar Nul.
Right. Yeah. And, you know, I think
AVS Media Demo.
These things, we've gone on a number of our passion tangent, so to speak, but I'd like to kind of close with asking
AVS Media Demo.
How do each of these generations view individuality and responsibility? Because those things like
AVS Media Demo
experiment is fundamentally rooted in individual liberty. That's inextricable.
AVS Media Demo.
Responsibility, and that the individual is an end in and of himself, not to be ruled by state, by
AVS Media Demo.
Norms that are without his consent. So, what are the individuality and you know, self-responsibility.
AVS Media Demo.
Well, I would say Gen Z and millennials tend to forego individuality
AVS Media Demo.
For this idea of the group. And let's see, you asked that question in a certain way that I really want.
AVS Media Demo.
So yeah, they tend to think, you know, bigger government, take care of everybody.
AVS Media Demo.
Lean more socialist, and even Gen Z Republicans and millennial Republicans will say things like the government needs a greater
AVS Media Demo.
Where, you know, some of us are like, no, I need a lesser role. Whereas
AVS Media Demo
and Gen X are more individualized generations. And I think a caveat is with generational dynamics is that generational
AVS Media Demo
change as generations grow older. So, you know, here in about another 15
AVS
years,
Media Demo,
we're actually going to see Gen Z become more individualized.
Right.
There's going to be a push in their generational cohort.
AVS Media Demo.
You mean to tell me that people with age, education, reason, and knowledge are going to come to the
AVS Media Demo?
The collective doesn't always have the individual's best interest in mind?
They might. That's what I'm saying. They might.
Whoa!
AVS Media Demo.
Z's individualism that'll happen in about 15 years, maybe 20, is going to spring a little bit more out.
AVS Media Demo.
They have lived this super safe life. They didn't enjoy it, and now they kind of want to spread their wings and get out of the
AVS Media Demo.
I think we'll see a shift there. You know, so with, you know, baby boomers, Gen X, they do tend to lean
AVS Media
more conservative
Demo.
In some ways. I think that, and hopefully this isn't a tangent, I think what
AVS Media Demo
more of the socialistic movement in America hasn't taken into account is a couple of things. That,
AVS Media Demo.
Due to abortion, and as well as some ideology and even some economic challenges.
AVS Media Demo.
That our birth rates have fallen to no replacement.
Right. So,
AVS Media Demo.
Gen Z, so in the second half of the Gen Z cohort, you always take a generation and divide it in two. So you've got your
AVS Media Demo.
Leading, and you've got your lagging generation. So actually, the lagging part of Gen
AVS
Z,
Media Demo
birth rates are really low. So even university institutions recognize that their enrollment is going to drop
AVS Media Demo
by a determinant percentage,
right?
Because birth rates have fallen, and so it looks
AVS
like,
Media Demo.
You know, at the end of the day, millennials rule the world. That's really how it's going to work, and that's typically how it works. So,
AVS Media Demo.
Gen Z is a generation that eventually will not be known for much. It's going to be millennials that continue to drive our politics.
AVS Media Demo.
Institutionalization and legislation and things like that. So really, if we want to know
AVS Media Demo.
Freedom and greater government interference looks like, we should probably, you know, continue looking at our millennials.
AVS Media Demo.
Yeah. So I think, you know, the
AVS Media Demo.
Defining or incorrect defining of individuality. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, you hear a lot, that's self
AVS
or,
Media
you know,
Demo.
Like capitalism is just, you know, dog eat dog, and it's every, you know, it's just this brutal system. And, you know,
AVS Media Demo.
It is, because it's primarily based on the voluntary exchange between two free
AVS Media Demo.
There will be no coercion. Mm-hmm. So there's winners and losers, just like there is in every system.
Yeah.
Just the losers.
AVS Media Demo.
Capitalist society aren't as big of losers as in other systems. And there's less of
AVS Media Demo.
I think you get this incorrect vision of individualism and the individuality because a key component is missing.
AVS Media Demo.
Ability.
Yeah.
And when I hear, you know, even in my small group where we get to talking, you know, one fellow was talking about, well, you know,
AVS Media Demo.
Individual up on a pedestal and it's just all about the individual. And I was like, well, you're leaving out a big portion of this.
Mm-hmm.
Individuality in its
AVS Media Demo.
That, from a sense that America was founded on, is inextricable from responsibility. Mm-hmm. And
AVS Media Demo
is about character development because you are responsible for contributing to take care of your neighbor, of your community.
AVS Media Demo.
You can't have full, true individuality without self-responsibility and moral
AVS Media Demo
development that brings about the convictions to build a social fabric. You know, all of these things are part of individuality, right?
Whereas AVS Media Demo.
You know, you talked about the socialistic views and this collectivism. Well, the collectivism is immoral because it subordinates
AVS Media Demo
the individual to some higher authority. That you know, that the collective is of a higher authority than the individual, and that individual has
AVS Media Demo
subordinate itself to the collective. You know, that is an immoral premise,
right?
That you cannot choose
AVS Media Demo
life, you know, void of infringing on other people's rights, you know.
Right. Well, and I think
AVS Media Demo.
Man, there's so much we could dive into, and even theologically, you know, for those who consider themselves Christians, I think there's so much
AVS Media Demo
dive into. But the one caveat that I would add to that
AVS Media Demo.
You look at countries that do provide things like universal health care and the government
AVS Media Demo
are involved, very involved. And actually what we see is we see a loss of community.
Right.
And we see
AVS Media Demo
elderly people who die alone in their apartments, and some of that is due to the attitude of, well, I don't
AVS Media Demo
because the government is taking care of them. Yes. They're taken care of, therefore I don't need to check on them, and that actually
AVS Media Demo.
If you think about it, because now we're saying this institution, this thing that exists on paper that's not really human, is taking
AVS
care
Media
of this other
Demo.
Human being, and I don't need to trouble myself with that. So, a ton of things that can be said.
Yeah. AVS Media Demo.
So, to kind of wrap this up, if millennials don't
AVS Media Demo
commit or get educated on the idea of individuality and individual responsibility
AVS Media Demo
we are in for a rough future, because to your point it is an erosion
AVS Media Demo
fabric.
Sure.
So these cultural changes that are desired, you know, noble as they might be, if
AVS Media Demo
those ends degrade and erode social connection, how can you really
AVS
get
Media Demo
social change while simultaneously using a method, the government forcing you at gunpoint, because at the end of every law is a gun?
AVS Media Demo.
That means simultaneously erodes our connection and we become less human. So though it is a, maybe in some instances,
AVS Media Demo,
they are noble goals, and the means are not only undermining the goal, but they are preventing the ability to achieve
AVS
other goals
Media Demo
in meaningful and lasting ways, because we are, if we were a tight-knit, you know,
AVS Media Demo.
Loosing in it, you know, pretty much, pretty soon we're going to be able to walk straight through the holes of that knitted quilt because so far apart, right? Yeah. So
AVS Media Demo.
You know, to wrap this up, you know, from an American founding lens, we need
AVS
to
Media Demo
and compel our millennial brothers and sisters to just
AVS Media Demo
look into this idea of individual responsibility and individual liberty and the fact that you are an
AVS Media Demo.
And we have to take on this idea of I'm a free person and I am also
AVS Media Demo.
Just of my own actions.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and I mean, it's all domino effect, right? Or it's like the ripple in the water when we don't take responsibility.
AVS Media Demo.
Our own actions, it ripples out onto other people and creates problems. We've just got one camp that said, well, that person must be some problem with a system or everybody else, and we've got to fix all of that through an institutionalization.
AVS Media Demo.
Well, Aaron, thanks so much for joining today. What's your podcast again? So Gen Z Deep Dive?
My podcast is AVS Media Demo. You can catch me on Instagram is probably the best place to catch me. My handle is
AVS Media Demo.
@IGD_AaronBrown. So you can find me there. It's a great place to communicate with me. Not much of a Twitter.
AVS Media Demo.
There's too many, mobs out there on that platform. But and then you can also email me at Aaron, @AAron.
AVS Media Demo.
@DrAaronBrown.com. So that's where I hang out.
Awesome. Well, really appreciate you joining American Thought Project today.
AVS Media Demo.
For the listeners out there, like, subscribe, share, comment below. Let us know what you think. And until next time, be well.